In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Stephen A. Smith clapped back at Shannon Sharp after calling him Skip.
Andy on work says she has a few words for Elon Musk.
Better watch out, Elon. Plus, our girl Tamar has a big announcement to make.
Oh, a pregnancy announcement?
Oh, Lord.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
And today we have the entire Dish crew in the house. Yay! So you know it's gonna be a juicy one, y'all. Jesse, what we got first?
Well, I'm officially jealous, y'all. Wow. Tia Mari, my birthday twin, July 6th, received a delightful surprise.
You get Tamara, too.
Right. Oh, that's true. My bad. Yeah. My bad. T and Tamara, my birthday twins. And true birthday
and
twins. Yes. Got a delightful surprise during Beyonce's recent birthday celebration concert, y'all. So Tia was in attendance, and during the show, B spotted her while performing her ballad, 1+1, and decided to pay tribute to her by creating an impromptu remix, adding Tia's early 90s single, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Take a look at this, y'all.
That Beyonce is not a robot because, you know, like AI couldn't do that like on the spot.
No.
You know what I mean?
That's gangsta.
Can you imagine being Tia and Tamara and to see that? Like she impromptu just goes into
And people didn't know that. If you didn't know that song, you wouldn't know that.
Well, I didn't know because I'm like, how did you know it?
I remember that song. I had no idea that I was seeing Tamara.
Me either, but the way Beyonce slid it in there and kind of remixed it, I didn't really know what was going on either.
For me, it's when she said the boy makes it. I was like, oh, I remember seeing old clips of Tia and Tamara. And you know, they all been known each other forever.
Who, Beyonce?
But where's that third
girls?
Girl from that group?
And yes, Tia and Tamara, and those not girls. Girls.
Oh, well, she been knowing us. Escape Hell, she ain't said none of their songs.
But they wasn't at the audience.
I think if she saw them in the crowd, she'd probably be like pivoted to the
Because they've written hits for Beyonce and Destiny's Child too. But what you were saying, where's the third girl
from? It was the third girl. Like, who she end up being?
They probably, Tia Tamara probably gave her luggage too. Remember when Beyonce gave Farrah her luggage?
Oh.
We'll send you your luggage.
She got Destiny's Child in.
Right, they told her no.
Well, baby, speaking of surprises, honey, Miss Tamar, honey, went live, on IG, baby, with Dancehall Queen Spice, baby, to set the record straight. Now, because folks, honey, were saying that, Tamar, you were defending Miss Erica Mena, calling her a racial slur. So, why did you feel the need, honey, to clear this up tomorrow?
First of all, it is all fake news. That whole read was fake news. Oh. Let me tell you what really happened, okay? I didn't go on Instagram to clear nothing up. I went on Instagram to surf while I was eating my my food last night, okay? And when I clicked on it, I saw that she was live. And so I went to her live and I said, hey boo, like I would normally do. And everybody started cussing me out.
Oh, dang.
And I'm like, well, what happened? And then she saw that I was in the room and then she called me up. She was like, you made me cry today because you defended Erica Mena. And I was like, no, I think we were having two different conversations. The conversation that I was having was from a parent's perspective, not choosing sides, because number one, no shade to nobody, but I don't watch that show, baby. I got a lot of chaos going on in my own world. I ain't trying to watch somebody else. Oh. So, therefore, I was talking from a parent's perspective, and if somebody says something crazy about my child, I'm not responsible for what I say. And I stand on it, and that's where it is, and that's where that's going to stay. So it's not about her per se or whose side I'm taking, because I don't have a side. I really don't care. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it was nice to see both of you talk, and y'all did talk about cooking.
Yeah, I love spice.
I want to be in the room when y'all gonna be sharing plates.
Yeah, well, I don't know Spice from Love & Hip Hop. I know Spice from being the dance hall queen.
Yes, of course.
So, and that's the only realm that I know her. Yeah. So in that aspect, I'm a huge fan of hers, and so that's why I clicked on the live.
Well, did you give her a Kleenex or something for her tears? Because she's injured.
A Kleenex, so I'm going to make her some oxtails, and I'm going to make her some saltfish.
Now, Jamaican oxtails for a Jamaican.
I was going to say.
You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be some pressure.
I was going to say now, yeah, the oxtail wars are real now. That's the only war I want to see between black women. Who going to make the best oxtail? That's it. That's all
I want. Usually the person from the island.
All right, guys, moving on. Yesterday, we just about Shannon Sharp making his debut as the co-host of ESPN's Hot Take and calling Stephen A. Smith skip, but not once, but twice.
Right.
Well, Stephen forgave Shannon for calling him by the name of his old co-host, Skip Bayless. And to help Shannon remember who he's working with now, he did this. Check it out.
Oh, God.
I know it was a hiccup yesterday, Shannon. Well, I know it was a hiccup yesterday.
Happened?
All right, I mean, because you called me something other than Stephen A., but I got a solution to the problem.
Okay, what is it?
Ah, there we go. What's up, y'all? My name is Stephen A. What's up?
You know, he played the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, he knew the internet was talking about it, and that was a cool way to recover.
I think Steve is hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss hearing Shannon say, now, Skip. I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss that.
Gary, what do you have?
What is...
Yes, and stop calling me Chewy. Call me Gary, honey. Yes, honey, Gary, honey.
Who was calling you Chewy?
The queen of who?
The queen of Dish Niece.
Uh-huh. The queen of Dish Nation?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Make no error, okay?
Was y'all that an election? That.
Yeah, write
that
down. The queen of Dish Garisha.
Garisha.
Oh, Garisha.
Garisha, that's your name. Okay, let me change it in my phone. Garisha. Okay.
I thought that said garnish.
Phones, honey. Yeah. Put it in your phone.
It's definitely the queen
hey,
over
but
here.
But if you want to go as Garisha, I fully support Garisha. I will. Oh,
short set queen.
Auntie Dionne Warwick says she needs to have a little conversation with the young man Elon Musk. Huh? Now, People Magazine asked our 82-year-old auntie what she thought about Elon deleting the blocked feature on X, formerly known as Twitter, and here's what Auntie said. I have yet to speak to that young man, and I intend to because I am not quite sure what he's doing or if he knows what he's doing. So until that happens, I'll reserve my answer to that question. Bloop, and there you have it. Y'all know that was an old school read.
I pictured one hand on her hip as she, like, you know, typed it.
With a head movie.
And a cigarette that was lit.
Yeah.
You
know,
dangling from her lips. Lady Eloise just now, though, baby.
Marcus.
But, yeah, I mean, I feel like it's very musty of Elon Musty to not have the block feature on X.
The block feature's important.
Yeah,
it is. You got to protect your peace at all costs.
Is she still doing psychic stuff?
Bye.
Nah, that's psychic friend. That was dead. Like, it's messed up.
Well, Tamar, darling, honey, you're just popping up everywhere.
Popping up.
Now, you snuck up on me, honey, at Pride, dear, which was so touching, honey, to present me, honey, with my award. And I heard that you, honey, had a grand surprise here. So, I mean, you have an announcement? You want to talk about it?
I do. Well, number one, Gary, I am not pregnant.
Oh, hell.
Not this time.
Oh, Jesus.
But I am excited because last week we celebrated 10 years of Love & War album.
Yes!
And so we've decided to celebrate that by going on my very own Love & War anniversary tour.
Oh!
Shows, but I haven't toured by myself in a long time, in 10 years. Ooh. And it starts in New York and comes to Atlanta and D.C. and Detroit. And
nice.
So I'm just really excited about it.
Ooh.
Yes, tickets, pre-sale goes on sale tomorrow. And you can get all the tickets on Friday. But there will be meet and greets.
Yes.
And
yes,
I will be doing records from all three albums, and I'm just excited about it.
So, on a scale of cardboard cutout to Chris Brown, how will your meet and greets go?
Oh, yeah.
I'm really personable with my meet and greets. Yeah, we have Chris a good time. It's a real safe space. You can tell your stories. We have good conversations. We have a good time.
Are you going to take any rappers with you?
No rappers this time, but I am going to take an amazing, juicy lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Just in case somebody get hit by a truck or car, there's JR.
On the page. Oh, that's wild.
Right.
Well, congrats on that, yo.
Yes.
10 years went by fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 years, that's crazy.
Oh, Lord, I wasn't even born. I mean.
Again.
Oh, Garisha.
Well, y'all, coming up next, Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner want everyone to know that they are officially cuffing it. We'll get to that after the break.
All right.
Is that what you had us waiting for?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back.
Kylie Jenner has been dating Timothée Chalamet since April, but they've kept things private, pretty private until now. In pictures obtained by TMZ, they made their first public appearance as a couple at Beyoncé's birthday show in LA Monday night. They were kissing and canoodling, but something else got people fuming.
What?
Believe it or not, at one point during the night, Timothée was seen getting his Chalamet on, smoking on a cigarette.
Whoa. No.
And people online were big mad because apparently at the Sophie Stadium, it is a non-smoking venue.
Stonehill.
Yeah, absolutely. Because like cigarette smoke is terrible and some people are allergic to it, and in a big closed off place like that, depending where you at, it could be bad for you.
Yeah, but he was destroying the ozone.
He's
kind of
like flexing who he is.
If anybody's, but here's the thing, if you're going to flex in a, like a no-smoking venue, like at least do it with something that like, it might slightly benefit people around you as opposed to a cigarette.
Oh, you said
a little
weed.
Maybe.
Oh, Tanner.
That's not what I said.
It's legal in L.A. So
it is legal in L.A.
And no one really complains when there's weed smoke in the air. But if somebody's smoking, it's like, yo, what's going on here?
In L.A. Yeah.
Is this her first Anglo-Saxon?
I was going to say, is this her first white man?
Really?
I think that's her first white man.
Do we have a chance?
This is, you have a chance.
With a Jenner?
Yes!
Yeah. Sis jumped on the train, baby.
The ball has returned to the away team.
Well, well, well.
This is a pivotal moment in Kardashian Jenner history. Yeah. I'm telling y'all. Yes, Tanner, you better get on your job, boo.
Yeah.
Now you got two options. First, it was just Kendall. Now it's, you know.
Yeesh. All right, well, moving along from that earth-shattering discovery. In case you guys didn't hear about the big disaster at Burning Man over the weekend, the festival was doused with tons of rain, turning the area into a sea of mud and trapping people at their campsite.
Who was the Burning Man?
Huh?
Who's the Burning Man?
Okay, yeah, so Burning Man. Okay, all right.
It's real Anglo-Saxon, so go ahead.
It is probably the most Caucasian thing of all time.
But mysteriously, you'll see a lot of white people with dreads there. It's the weirdest thing in the world.
They go out into the desert. There's literally nothing out there. It's out there in the desert. And people, if they're really wealthy, will bring campers and stuff like that. Otherwise, they build a city. It exists for a week. They wear crazy outfits, crazy clothes. They exchange drugs as currency. Yeah. And at the end of the whole thing, there's a giant, like 4 or 5 story tall man made out of wood, and they burn him down at the end.
Well, what were those two Negroes there that got stuck? What were they doing there?
Everyone can go. Oh, everyone is welcome.
It's not like whites only, but usually whites know.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. It's not on no Jim Crow type stuff. Vibe.
No. Anyhow, so here's the story. It's Chris Rock and Diplo were among the attendees trying to get out, and after Diplo had to walk 6 miles in the mud to get out, and he had his thumb out. And then this fan gave him and Chris Rock a ride in the back of a truck. Check this out. There's Diplo. Literally out in the middle of nowhere. HK, have you been to Burning Man? I feel like this is your vibe.
I've heard about it. And people was telling me about it this week.
Yeah.
And God told me not to go. Really? Look at God.
You know what I mean?
Because like, yo, like how often does it rain in the desert to the point where it floods? God was not pleased this week.
Well, apparently, y'all, all the rumors were true. Joe Jonas filed for divorce from Sophie Turner.
No.
Yeah, wait till you hear the alleged reason why. Right back after the break.
Normally, the Burning Man is something you want to avoid.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Yay! What up?
Okay, guys, the rumors were true. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are splitting up. He filed for divorce, and the two are putting out a statement asking for privacy and saying it was amicable, which is nice. Yeah. However, TMZ is reporting that Joe had access to, get this, a Ring camera that allegedly captured Sophie saying or doing something that made him realize the marriage was over.
What?
And other sources saying that Sophie felt that she got married too young because she was 24 and he was 30.
Yeah.
Now, allegedly, Sophie felt that she had missed out on years of being carefree and having fun. And word on the street is that Joe Jonas also wanted another child and Sophie did not.
Wow.
What's on the Ring camera?
These are probably her saying, yo, had a great time. See you tomorrow. I'm home now.
Woo! Ooh, that's awesome.
Maybe she he was talking to the mailman.
No signs of star slander will be accepted. Yeah. No, no.
Well, right. What she said exactly. Now she got married too young. She knew how old she was when she got
come
married.
Come on, preach, preach.
Come on, Brad. You know, when you're 24.
They only 6 years apart. It's not that big of a deal.
But 24, though.
She not the one saying it, though. The streets are saying it. I don't know what street it is, but the streets are saying it. Yeah. But then also, like, she's 20. She was 24, yes, but, like, she's had two kids in her 20s. She needs a break.
A break from her man?
She said no then.
She
was grown enough
life.
To not get married? No. Well, I'm saying, like, she probably just wants a break from having another child.
I think Sophie wants to get back out in those Westeros streets. You know what I'm saying? She's ready for the Game of Bones.
Oh.
Well, moving on, rapper YK Osiris is giving celebrities a bad rap.
Oh,
now,
Lord.
Check out what a barber by the name of Legend had to say about him skipping out on a bill.
Mm. Yeah, hit me up to come line him up last Tuesday. I went, line him up. I charged him $100 for the lineup. This hit me with the, all right, I'm going to cash app you. Instantly, I knew it. I was like, I'm like, I don't think he going to do me like that. It's just $100. It's not $100K. But in fact, he did.
So, of course, YK Osiris got wind of this video and claimed he had just got out of jail, and that's why he didn't pay the bill. He also called Legend weird for calling him out, but he eventually did send her the $100 plus the $20 tip. You know, at the end of the day, you're not supposed to lift the man out the chair until they cash app you and pay you the money. You know what I mean?
I'm not mad. I'm not mad about this at all. Some people are coming against the barber on this, but I'm like, if you haven't gotten paid, you deserve to get paid for your work.
No, but you don't go out there and put him. Hell, I didn't pay my barber the other day. He just texted me.
Yeah, I'm saying, why not just text?
Is this the first time, though, YK has owed somebody money? I hope you don't owe Curtis Jackson no money, YK.
Oh, no, he's had some issues before. He's the light-skinned Sean Kingston. He's like, there's always something going on with him.
Well, I don't like her name, so that's all I'm saying.
What?
What's her name, friend?
Legend.
Why not?
Why don't you like Legend?
Because that's not a good representation of your child name, True Legend.
True Legend.
It's like the real Roxanne. That's True Legend.
Right. Right. True is a True Legend. Okay.
That Gary
I am
child.
Not entertaining anything Gary is saying. He's just out of his
well,
mind.
Y'all,
the
up
queen
next.
Of this nation is silenced for today.
Well, guys, up next, twin sisters go viral for dressing alike for over 2 decades.
Gary.
Oh. and they better be dressed in cute.
Well, we'll see about that after the break.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, time for
Dish is it.
Okay, nope, you're not looking at the double mint twins, but these ladies are identical twins. And since separating from their husband, 69-year-old Rosie Coles and
69.
Kathy.
Yeah,
they got,
there's
a lot going on here. 69-year-old Rosie Coles and Kathy Hepperman have spent every day together and have dressed in the same exact outfit for the past 23 years.
What?
And listen, they don't stop there. They take bus rides, go for walks, grab coffee, and hit the mall together. And get this, they're next door neighbors too.
Oh, wow. Oh,
even when they go on vacation, they make sure they pack the same outfits and make sure they have the same accessories down to the glasses and hairstyles.
Okay. Yeah, but they don't look alike like that though for me.
You're not
what?
No.
They do, huh?
You don't think it's giving sister?
No.
This is weird to me because most twins want to have their own individuality.
Yeah.
They don't want to look like the other one. They want to dress different. They don't want to be a twin like this.
And this would explain why they've been single for 29 years.
Okay, hold on. But imagine if Gary had a twin and they wore the same outfits.
Like short sets?
Yeah.
Double short sets.
Can you imagine the fashion that these two men?
But even if the other twin was like the opposite of Gary, though, but he's still dressing, right? And you know what I'm saying? And you got one operating like Stephon Arkell, and the other one is operating like Gary. You know what I mean?
Stephon
like,
Arkell!
Like, yo, you gave me the night of my life. That's the wrong person, baby.
Oh, y'all would love that, honey.
Oh, Lord. Don't get no ideas, dude.
Please, okay, Gary. I'm going to create one.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.